Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Parakei Mishnah Beis, Chapter 5, Mishnah 2. We saw in the introduction in the previous shir that an arusa, which is a woman who's waiting to be married, she's betrothed, but she has 12 months until she has an nisu, until she has her chuppah, until they actually become married fully, that she cannot eat truma midrabbanan rabbinically. She can't eat truma. Again, truma is the 1/50th that one separates from their crops and gives to the kohen. A non-kohen can't eat it. So if she's engaged to a kohen, the halacha is she cannot eat truma. Says the Mishnah, Noisin lepsula shnei basar chedesh. We give a virgin, an unmarried girl, 12 months, mishatava habal, from when the husband was married, sir, from when the husband put a ring on her finger. The family says, atzma, in those period, that period of time, he's not responsible to support her. She supports herself. Okshem shenoisnin la'isha, kach noisnin la'isha, the family says, atzma. The same way that we give 12 months to the woman to prepare herself for marriage, usually it was so they can craft and create everything they'll need for the home, the trousseau and the dowry, etc. So similarly, we give it to Kach Noisin Ish. We also give him 12 months from the time of marriage. So finally, says Atzmai, to prepare everything for the chuppah and for the marriage. Ula Mana, for a woman that was already a widow, Shleishimim, we only give her 30 days because she already has a lot of the things that she needs. Higiazman, once the time for Nisu and for the actual chuppah and the marriage comes through, Vele Nisu, and they didn't get married, that means to say the husband for some reason is delaying it, he's not prepared. Then oichles mishalei. At that point, he is obligated to support her. Ve'oichles b'truma. And at that point, she's able to eat truma. And even though we gave two reasons previously that she's not allowed to eat truma while she's in a arusa, while she's betrothed. Number one, maybe she'll feed it to her brothers and sisters who are not kohanim. Here, the Gemara explains that's not an issue because once he has to support her, he has a special area in his home or his parents' home or wherever it is, which he designates for her to eat daily at. So she just eats it there. She doesn't bring it to her house. And in terms of the fact, the second reason that maybe he'll find a mum, maybe he'll find a blemish on her, he investigates, he asks around her family and friends, does she have any blemishes? And therefore we're not so suspect that he will find a blemish. And if he does, he'll just cancel the whole Kiddushin. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon, Naima, Rabbi Tarfon disagrees. And he says, Rabbi Tarfon agrees and he says, that if the husband wants Naisin Loha Kol Truma, if he's a kohen, he can support her totally and give her only Truma. And even though if she becomes Tameh, she can't eat that Truma. So she'll have to sell it and buy stuff that's not Truma. Rabbi Akiva says he has to give 50% Chul and 50% not Truma. Or Mechta Truma, and he gives 50% Truma. Let's see one more. Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Hayavam, a Yavam. Remember, a Yavam is an individual who his brother was married to a woman. They had no children and he died. Now, we're talking about his brother died. Now his brother's widow falls to him. For even there's a mitzvah for him to marry her. They don't want to marry. They do chalitza, which is just a special ceremony. So the Mishnah says, if you have a yavam, you have this individual whose brother died, and now there's a widow, and he's a kayin, einoy machal b'truma, then his yavama, his potential wife, is not allowed to eat truma. Asasa shisha chadashim b'fnei abal. Let's say she was betrothed for 6 months to her husband, v'shisha chadashim b'fnei yavam, and now for 6 months in front of the yavam, in front of her husband's brother. Even if she had an entire 12 months, chaser yamecha, just missing one day b'fnei hayavam, where her husband died and now she was in front of the yavam, aikulan certainly b'fnei hayavam. If they were all in front of the yavam, chaser yamecha b'fnei habal, and only one day was in front of the husband, says the Mishnah, eino yichelas b'truma. In that situation, she does not get to eat truma. A yavama doesn't eat truma. Zu Mishnah Rishayna. Well, we learned previously that when a 12 month pass. The woman is allowed to eat truma. Says the Mishnah, Bezdin shel acharein, but the Bezdin, the Jewish court in the later days, instituted that ein ha'isha yichelas b'truma, that a woman can't eat truma even if the 12 months are over, because they were suspect about one of the reasons, which is that maybe he didn't investigate well enough, and she has some type of mum b'tzina, maybe she has some hidden blemish, and he won't want that to be marriage, he won't want to proceed. He'll say the whole thing is batayis, it was only on a false premise, and it comes out that she ate truma when she was not allowed to. Therefore, they said that regardless of what, until there's actual nisu, and until there's a chuppah, and he marries her, the halacha is he cannot eat truma. Wishing you a fantastic Erev Shabbos and a beautiful upcoming Shabbos.